Hello, this is just a quick update. The update for this audio file is being done with the Radio Shack condenser microphone element going into the MPSA 18 single transistor audio preamplifier that I built, and there's information available about that in the Instructable. And I've added a couple of audio files. One of them is called Salt, the other one is called Watch. Salt is that's salt being dropped onto a notebook, a 70-page loose leaf notebook stack of papers to kind of make it something that's reproducible. And that's being done from 1 to 2 inches above the page. The microphone is about 1 to 2 inches away from where the salt's hitting. And watch is a really small wristwatch. And the microphone element is about 1/4 inch away. And all three of these files are being digitized using something called an EasyCap USB audio capture device. I got that for less than $20 on eBay, and it was worth every penny. And for Salt and for Watch, and I haven't decided if I need to do that with this one because I haven't heard the file yet, I used Amplify to bring the level up to something a little more listenable. And you'll probably notice that for Salt and Watch that the background noise is also brought up with it. And there's at least three sources where that could be coming from. One of them is the microphone, the other one's the preamp, and then last of all, the electronics. And having done some baseline tests, the microphone preamp setup and the EasyCap are running pretty much neck and neck down at something like 65 to 70 dB, or minus 65 to minus 70 dB. And so I have some microphones that are on the way. They'll be here in about a week. One of them, the signal noise ratio is 80 dB, so that'll be an improvement. But most of all, the biggest improvement will be the signal to noise, the frequency response is 20 to 20,000 cycles, so that'll be perfect. And then last of all, the sensitivity is at minus 24, which means that less amplification will need to be used to bring the level up to 0 dB, which means the background noise will be pushed further into the background the way it should be. So hopefully in about a week, you'll hear some more files. There'll be some updates, and there'll be some A-B tests to see what the improvement is with the new microphones. And those, the better of the two that I have coming in, cost about $5 each, which is really minimal considering the anticipated gain in amplification and quality. Anyway, so that's it for the update for now. Enjoy.